Good morning, welcome to, or no, good afternoon, welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on, what is it, Wednesday the 16th of December. Okay, quick one today, quite amusing, some responses to yesterday's thing. Obviously you've got the big game tonight, Liverpool v Tottenham. I've been having numerous debates with people over pricing of that this morning. I think it's about right. Personally, I'll be very surprised if Spurs win. Obviously, I want them to, but in all seriousness, and I think Liverpool should be just a shade odds on. But be interesting game. If Tottenham try and play like they did against Chelsea, Arsenal, and City, I think they're going to come really unstuck. I think we've got to have a bit more of a go. Whilst this has worked, this sit-back football, I don't think it is going to work against a team like Liverpool. They will score if you do that. So I think you're better getting on the front foot early. But it's up to Jose, and he has certainly won a lot more at football than in the football arena than I have. So we'll leave him there. Really obviously interesting game at the Emirates. Southampton flying, playing Arsenal. Arsenal 2.2, incredible. Be really interested to see what happens there because Southampton are playing well. And Fulham, Brighton, I think Fulham are a little bit big given Brighton's away form and given how Fulham have been. I quite like Juve's price tonight. I quite like Fulham's price, but some interesting games tonight, some really interesting games. Okay, I've got a couple of bits of football. We got the late goal at Forest yesterday. I have got today, I'm really busy, apologies, I've just got so much on and trying to do other bits as well. A first half goal at Bordeaux. So again, usual 20-25 minutes. And over 2.5 at Rennes versus Marseille. Over 2.5 Rennes-Marseille again, and you want to drip it in through the first 10 minutes and then trade from there. No football, and I'm going to quickly throw in, because we're in the Christmas dinner menu and we've got to get through all the components. Sorry, my phone's going, I've got spreadsheets going, I've got emails. We did the potatoes yesterday. Gave you exactly do it. So many people saying they haven't tried semolina. Do it, honestly. You will never regret it and you'll never go back. Get powdered Whitworth semolina, a couple of tablespoons, smash them about in that. Just gives them a lovely crunch. Key is to put them in, don't keep turning them. But we've got to have some sprouts for Christmas. Right, so sprouts, none of that cutting the cross in the bottom business that my old mum used to do and boiling them for 4 hours, disgusting. That's why people don't like sprouts. Peel them, leave the bottom untouched. Do not be cutting any flipping crosses in. And then halve them. And we're going to halve them because the way we cook them, we want to make them cook through. And if we leave them whole, because we're not going to absolutely crucify them and turn them into soggy balls of shite, then we want to make sure we cook them. So halve them just because it gives a quicker, even cooking time. So a little bit of prep, peel them, halve them. Right, we're then going to put them in a steamer, literally for 5 minutes, and get a pan of water on there and steam them for 5 minutes. If you haven't got a steamer, go on Amazon, get one. Don't boil them because it just makes them soggy. Do try and steam them if you can. So steam them for 5 minutes. Plunge them then into some iced water so that we keep them green. So we just want to keep them nice and green. Right, then when it comes, you can do that in the morning. When it then comes time to get ready, sort of 20 minutes out from serving your dinner, some smoked bacon lardons. I think it's Sainsbury's finest or buy the best or whatever. You can get them cubed lardons, a couple of packets of that, got to be the smoked ones, in a pan of in a pan of butter, a tiny bit of olive oil so that you don't burn the butter, and get the lardons just till they start to color. Once they start to color, take them out and just drain them on a bit of kitchen roll. Right, now strain your sprouts that you've had in iced water, dry them, just get some tea towel and dry them. Bit more butter in the pan, heat it up again, and get your sprouts in there. And because you only halved them, they won't cook so long. What we want to get is some caramelization on them. So just keep them moving around. As I say, I use quite a high heat, and you'll get them cooking through and some nice caramelization. Then for the last 5 minutes, throw your lardons back in with a little bit more butter, and they'll start to caramelize up, and you will have perfectly cooked sprouts caramelized in butter with bacon lardons, smoked bacon lardons, as opposed to that stodgy mess which you boil them or whatever, steam them too long, that can go out of the window with the fucking mesh that people use for bubble and squeak. Do not be doing that. So now you've got fine potatoes, you've got sprouts that everybody wants to eat, nicely caramelized, beautifully cooked with a bit of bacon. We can move on tomorrow. We move on. We're going to do the gravy, and then we'll do the gravy, and then we'll do the parsnips, then we'll do turkey. We've got to talk about turkey and brining the turkey. Get a brining bag now. You've got to brine your turkey. Firstly, bin all the beef and goose. It's Christmas. Get a turkey and let's get it flipping brined. Absolute key. Yeah, it's masterclass, isn't it? It's an absolute masterclass. Right, I'm out of here because I've got tons to do. And I will speak to you all on tomorrow.